Due to the nature of calling as general authority, we are assigned to visit various nations, places, or groups. In some of these, there are risks and dangers. The varying circumstances under which this area functions frequently prevent us from reaching the places we have been assigned to visit. On one occasion, I received the assignment to visit the state located in the beautiful mountains of the Peruvian highlands. This unit of the church has not been visited by the general authority for more than 2 years because of the dangers involved in traveling there. After obtaining proper authorization, and with the help of the mission president, we commenced the five-hour trip that took to us the beautiful Mantaro River Valley. When we arrived at the stake center, the president and his counselor were waiting for us. Upon seeing us, their face lit up with happiness, and we joined in a strong brotherly embrace. Some 3 years previously, two of our beloved missionaries had been killed in this city. After embracing the president close to my heart, trying to communicate to him all my love, I asked, "Have you suffered greatly during this time in which we haven't been able to come?" He answered with his eyes filled with tears, "Yes, we have suffered greatly, but we have kept the faith." This simple phrase touched our heart, and we could feel that the hands of the Lord has been with them in the difficult circumstances. They had experience as a people and as a member of the church. During our meeting with them, we learned many things, one of which was how to keep the faith in areas such as these, far from large cities and far from the headquarters of the church. In the thing that we learned, we were able to distinguish at least five principles which aid them to overcome their difficulties. First, they never stop trusting in the Lord, and they place all of their faith in Him. This was the foundation for their assurance. They trust in the fact that He would protect and guide them. The Lord has said, "If ye will have faith in me, ye shall have power to do whatsoever thing is expedient in me." Occasionally, in the midst of our desperation, we think other ways, other guys. But those who counsel us are not always prepared to help because they do not understand our spiritual need. They are not prepared to give us the counsel and the revelation that we need in trying circumstances. We have the great example in the sons of Mosiah traveling towards the lands of Zarahemla in the face of so much adversity and so many trials. Because of the trust they had in the Lord did visit them with His Spirit and say unto them, "Be comforted," and they were comforted. "Yet ye shall be patient in long-suffering and affliction, that ye may show for good example unto them in me, and I will make an instrument in thee in my hands unto the salvation of many souls." Second, they remained faithful in prayer. Each member, whether adult, child, or adolescent, faithfully followed this holy practice each day, praying individually and as family with all his dear faith. As we know, prayer is the means by which we communicate with our Heavenly Father. He listens to us because we are His children and He loves us, and He is anxious to bless us when we keep the commandments. As the Savior instructed the Nephites, He taught them, "Pray in your families and to the fathers, always in my name, that your wives and your children may be blessed." No one could have given them greater assurance that they would be heard by the Father than His own Son. Third, they never stopped studying the Scriptures. In the Scripture, they found faith to overcome fears, solution to their problems, divine comfort from the Master, the loving counsel of the Father, and especially the assurance of being guided in righteousness toward eternal life. Search the Scripture, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. They live these commandments even in the midst of all their difficulties. One of the saints there said, "We have never been as close to the Lord as when we were reading the Scriptures." Fourth, they implemented priesthood programs. Due to the fatal incident that has taken place there, it was necessary to remote full-time missionaries. In order to make up for the help that was lost, it became necessary to organize the return missionary so that they could teach the gospel to those who wanted to hear it. Reference came in from member families. Home teaching increased. Nobody was overlooked. Just as they said, they had kept the faith. Fifth, they humbled themselves before the Lord. They purified their lives. They repented. They tried to live together as saints, sharing much of what they had, fasting when the problems arose or when they were threatened. This simple yet powerful principle enabled them to sustain themselves, to be preserved, to remain faithful and active as a member of the church in that area. What wonderful teaching we are able to find in these distant and isolated villages, where frequently it is difficult to sustain a religion or to live the principles of the gospel. We would imagine that it is also difficult to sustain life there and to keep the faith. Only their confidence in God and their faith in Jesus Christ sustain them, move them, and purify them. Keeping the faith must also be challenged for those who are alone in the church, for those whose families are not converted, for those who have lost a companion, a spouse, or a child. Great courage is needed in order to continue onward, but we always had comfort from high. Our pioneer did not complain. They did not deny the faith, nor turn back. It is difficult to conceive of the great loneliness of the people of the church during those first years when they were a small group, the only church member on all the face of the earth. They were persecuted, humiliated, rejected, and some were killed. The faith which they developed in the Lord in the face of so much adversity made them strong and humble at the same time. At that time, it must have been very difficult to keep the faith when there was so much opposition, so much loneliness, so much anguish. It was a glorious time, a time of murders, a time in which to lay the foundation of the courage and inspiring religion such as ours. President Kimball said regarding this theme, suffering can make sense of people as they learn patience, long-suffering, and self-mastery. The suffering of our Savior were part of his education. How grateful we are for those who, with their simple example, allow us to follow without fainting, seeking the return to our Father. Perhaps isolation makes small and distant towns and villages stronger and more pure. At the close of the conference and that stake, I assured the members of God love them, and the First Presidency and the 12 Apostles were mindful of them, and that this was the reason we were there, to give them our testimony of the fact that we were part of the church, that we had not forgotten them, and that we prayed for them. There was gratitude in their heart, and again they smiled as a humble member who has been comforted by the Spirit of the Lord. As he gave the closing prayer in one of the conference sessions, a worthy elderly man, nearly 80 years of age, expressed well the ways in which they remembered the prophets. In his prayers, he said, "Heavenly Father, we give thee thanks for having sent one of thy servants here to the Mantaro Valley, where thy beloved servant, President Kimball, knelt down and blessed this land that it would feed us and always provide us a livelihood. How fortunate and privileged we are to be today in the presence of the prophets of God and to receive their loving influence. Due to the worldwide growth of the church, a large number of our good members have never had the privilege to be near of one of these wonderful leaders at any time during their life. I testify to you that they love the general authority and that they are following his teaching, and that they await humbly and patiently the day in which they can be at the feet of the prophets. The condition of people of the nation changed due to the progress in the world. Nevertheless, in many such places, be it in the frosty mountain heights, in the warm valleys, at the river's edge, or in the desert places, whatever member or archaes are found, they will always be those who practice this basic principle, and by so doing they bless the rest of the people. Let us face our earthly challenge courageously, and despite us where we live, or through whatever difficult circumstances we may be called to endure. Let us keep the faith. We are fortunate this day to be able to sustain a new prophet and his counselor, whom we love and support. In the coming days, in the nearly all nations of the earth, even in the most remote towns and villages, our members will also have the privilege of raising their hands joyfully to sustain them, as we have done today. Someday, our journey here on the earth will be end, and we will return to the presence of Heavenly Father. I pray that on that day, we may have the same courage and give the same testimony given by the Apostle Paul to Timothy. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. May the Lord bless us to be continued valiant, humble, and faithful. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.